Three short comments, if I may. The first two with regard to element 8 of the document on compliance, and we have previously mentioned this in at the last meeting as well. What we have seen as an association over the past few years is that compliance is quite often seen as a tick-the-box exercise. And this is in procurement processes, requests for proposals, but also in commitments being agreed to by security companies as they sign contracts. We would encourage any initiative looking at questions of compliance to require independent oversight of compliance efforts by security companies as well as by the clients of the security companies. Without effective oversight and verification, I dare say that we are going to see compliance still being a superficial task being carried out or met by security contractors as well as their clients. And there will be a level of unease in simply allowing a tick-the-box exercise to continue in this particular domain. On the second point with regard to element 8, as previously mentioned in earlier meetings, with regard to training requirements, it would be important to ensure that such training requirements are robust, regular, and recurring, and they're adapted to the local environment. We would also encourage that any training goes beyond simply the technical aspects of providing security and military type services to also include training on human rights, humanitarian law, and other principles contained in the International Code of Conduct, which are quite often missing among in the supply chain involving security and military contractors. The third point is with regard to definitions. With regard to definitions, we would certainly encourage the group to look at the definition of security companies presently existing in the International Code of Conduct. It is a workable definition which has been tested. And I would also note that I believe, based on the discussions of the various participants and the issues which have been raised during the previous meetings of this working group, the area where there's greater need for more clarity is with regard to the military contracting side of the house and the overlap with potential mercenary actors and private non-state actors being used as proxy elements for certain states. So the security definition within the Code of Conduct in terms of security services and security companies is a workable definition, and I dare say the focus has to be on the military contracting definition and services being offered in that regard. Thank you, Mr. Chair.